Business owners and independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Another hour. Well, this is it. We're here, right here. Welcome back to the program. Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. Now, we had talked in a previous hour a little bit about this lump sum versus pension. And if we have time this hour, I would like to get to some more of that. How do you determine? We really didn't even talk about that, Professor Plum. How do you determine whether or not a lump sum, if you're offered a pension and they're going to pay you monthly installments or whatever it is, quarterly, I don't know, and they're going to pay you this, or they'll say, we'll just give you a whole bunch of money and you can go away and we will not have any more contact after that. And that is a common occurrence among companies that offer pensions, correct?
It can be. Do you want the monthly stream of payments or what's behind the door Carol Merrill is standing in front of?
Exactly, and that's it's really becomes kind of like the let's make a deal thing, because what we're talking about here is your retirement income in many cases. And so how do you make the correct decision without knowing how long you're going to live? Because, of course, most cases, in fact, I'd say in every case, when you and or your spouse pass away, the monthly check goes away as well. Would it have been better to take a lump sum? Well, certainly if you got, you know, if you only have a couple of years of life after you retire, that lump sum probably would have been a whole lot better. But anyway, since you don't know how long you're going to live, you got to make certain assumptions. We'll try to talk about that, but we're going to take your phone calls, which means you need the phone number. If you don't have it, here it is. Write it down. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And of course, those emails, we'll get to those at our website. That's where you send them, wealthed.com. WealthEd.com, and our off-air number, very important. Professor Plum talks about this stuff all the time with people who call in, questions off the air, and any Lucia Capital Group advisor will be happy to help you out as well. You want to get in touch with them off the air? Talk to them, say hi, talk to a famous person. 800-644-1150 is the off-air number. Make an appointment with either Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. That's why they're there, to help you out, get you strategized, get you bucketized, and get you on the right path to retirement and through retirement. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. Okay, now I said we're going to take the calls, and we're doing that right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Got some room on the phones for you right now, so call 877-752-6637. We had Social Security questions, a few of them today, as a matter of fact. Questions on retirement options, saving a sale of stock. And we'll talk now with Rajan in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Rajan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Here is my question. I have an investment property about, $325,000 it cost, the property value. I have about $125,000 mortgage left on it. Currently, it is rented. I get about $1,250 into my hand. I'm thinking of paying off my mortgage $125,000 because I have some cash sitting on mutual funds, which is not growing the way I want it. Question I have is it worth it to pay off the mortgage and...
What's the interest rate on the mortgage? I missed that.
3.5 APR.
So you've got an interest rate that's 3.5%. And over and above paying the mortgage, after you receive your rent, you pay your mortgage, you pay your property tax, you pay your maintenance, you still get net check of $1,200 a month, right?
No. Basically, whatever the rent I'm getting, it gets break even with my mortgage payment.
Oh, so it's break even with the mortgage payment. So you're basically, somebody is paying the mortgage for you, but you're not cash flowing this very well. How old are you?
Exactly. I'm 50 years old.
50, okay. Now, you're working now, so the mortgage. Now, the question is, you've got this money in other investments that is equal to the value or greater than the value of the outstanding mortgage. Should you take these investments and pay off the mortgage? You've said that your performance on these investments has not been all what you wanted it to be. And so you're thinking, why not earn 3.5%, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if you think that your investment ability is such that you cannot grow these assets at a 3.5% or greater, you know, rate of return over the next however long that mortgage is going to maintain that 3.5% interest rate, paying it off is not the worst thing in the world. I would say, though, that if you're not having an issue making the payment, and that 3.5% is going to stay 3.5% for quite a while, it doesn't adjust every year and go up, potentially, if interest rates go up, I would say that you need to change the way you're investing so that you can get a better than 3.5% rate of return. I would.
Okay.
I mean, the other side of it is, with a with an investment property, this is kind of an emotional. I like having somebody else in the game with me, the bank. In case there's a problem at that property, my equity is not 100% of the equity, so I'm not risking my entire equity. I'm risking what equity I have and my credit rating if there's a problem and I walk away from it because I got sued and I lost the property. And that's why I want an LLC around it and I want good insurance. But I like having a partner in this game as long as it's not onerous to make that payment. If you're feeling, you know, troubled, if you're anxious about the payment every month, if you're worried about having enough money to make the payment, then I would look at paying it off. But if the payment is being made, I'm not too worried about it, it's going along, and I think that I think that over the next 15 years or so, you should be able to do quite a bit better than 3.5%. When do you want to retire, though?
Maybe in 10 years.
Okay, and how long is this 3.5% interest rate good for? Is it fixed for a while?
Yeah, basically, you know, it is a 15-year mortgage. It gets cleared in 2026.
Okay, so you've only got 9 years left on the mortgage. So over nine years, do you think that you can earn better than 3.5% gross rate of return because you are getting a deduction for it? It's kind of a, if it makes you feel better, and it, you know, then pay it off. But I think you should be able to do better than 3.5. Obviously, that has risk to it. Paying off the mortgage, there's no risk in earning that 3.5% because you're not paying that interest anymore. Trying to earn better than 3.5%, there is some risk. It's a 9-year time horizon. If it makes you feel better, pay it off.
Okay.
And then what you do, so let's say you do pay it off. Now you take that net cash flow that you're getting, build up an appropriate reserve for the days when rentals become expensive because of maintenance and other things, but then dollar cost average that extra money every month, $1,000 a month, whatever the extra money is, into investments that have some volatility that over the next 9 years should do a decent rate of return, and build up your nest egg back, build back your nest egg by doing dollar cost averaging with the cash flow from the rental.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. You know, taking that $1,200 rent and invest into, you know, appropriate funds.
Yeah, invest it into a good growth portfolio, and that way the movement of the markets up and down will help you rather than make you anxious.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Appreciate.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Rajan, and thank you for the call. It can be an emotional call here. I mean, emotional. I mean, you know, one that maybe doesn't make as much financial sense.
But it sure makes them feel better.
If it makes you feel better. Now, here's the thing. You're telling him to take the extra money. He's paid it off. He's got 9 years now that he would have been making these payments. So
right. He's
got, presumably, by math, you've got this extra money per month that you can put somewhere. He's got 9 years. You're suggesting to take that and put it into something that's going to give him some growth over the next 9 years.
Yes.
If there were a 4-year payoff or a 3-year payoff, would that still be the same
advice? Well, the 4 and the 3-year payoff would have made me lean towards paying it off a lot sooner than the way
I got. That's what I mean. So you would have said, let's pay it off because that's all the time you've got left. But now what do you do with that excess cash? He's 50, so he's not like he's retiring tomorrow.
He's got 10 years before he wants to retire, so I'd still dollar cost average into the market with it.
Okay. All right.
So I'm still looking at the time horizons. If it was a 3-year remaining mortgage, then my time horizon for the existing capital compared to, I'm comparing my existing money to the cost, and can I get a 3.5% without significant risk over 3 years? Okay, we've decided no, so we're going to pay off the mortgage. Now, when do I need this money? Now I build it back into my overall investment strategy. He's not going to retire for at least 10 years. So now I've got a longer term time horizon on the dollar cost averaging that I'm going to be doing with that extra cash flow that was created by paying off the mortgage. So now we're not dealing with the same time horizon on every question, even with the same person.
And time horizon here is really important, because can you achieve a certain rate of return over 2 years? Maybe. Could you do it over 25 years? More likely, depending on what rate of return you're looking at.
Now, if he also said he was going to retire in 3 years, would I still dollar cost average for the next 3 years? And probably I would, because I would be looking at the if he's going to retire in 3 years, there's going to be some income coming in that isn't reliant on these, you know, 36 payments of building up enough cash to retire on. This is for money that's further on down the line. So it's still a bucket number three type of investment with this new capital. But then 3 years from now, when I retire, I stop doing the dollar cost averaging, leave it alone, let it grow for 10 more years, and use the income to live off of from the rental.
Yeah, but that's the important thing. You don't want to use that. You don't want to take any of your income and put it into stuff you're going to need in the next couple of years into that bucket three asset. That goes against everything that we talk about with regard to buckets. Okay, taking a break already. Can't believe it. But now we got some lines open. All of a sudden, we have four lines open. So if you have any money questions at all, just like Rajan just did, you give us a call. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back with more.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Strategy Investing Program. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We'll get back to your calls in just 1 second here, 877-752-6637. If you want to email the program, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Chris in Birmingham, Alabama, who just has a very quick email here. Who's awesome, says Chris. I have a rental property almost paid off in a lake home with lots and lots of equity. The home we live in also has equity. Thanks for your help. That was his email.
He's awesome.
I thought he was going to tell us we're awesome. And I read this email, and Chris in Birmingham. I'll read it again. Who's awesome? I have a rental property almost paid off in a lake home with lots and lots of equity.
Nice.
The home we live in also has equity. Thanks for your help. Well, I mean,
I don't know what we did.
What did we do?
The lake house sounds fun.
Chris, I mean, we didn't pay off your lake home. You did that. Lots and lots of equity. Well, you know, the market did that, and you probably helped. The home you live in also has equity. Okay.
You've done that by paying the mortgage and or putting down money, or the market helped you out tremendously.
Exactly. So anyway.
Didn't help me.
didn't help me much. But anyway, okay, Chris, if you want us to tell you you're awesome, then you're awesome.
Sounds like you're doing awesome.
And I will concur, doctor, if I may say that. So, okay. Well, thank you for that. Let's see.
I concur, doctor.
What was that from? That was a movie.
I thought it was a MASH episode.
It may have been a MASH episode, too. I can't remember. Maybe that is what it was. It just occurred to me. Somebody said that. I concur. Okay. Let's see. I've got some folks on hold. I just don't have the names up there. So we'll just be patient a moment if you're there, and we'll get these names up here. So in the meantime, while we wait for that, let's see. Ed in San Jose, California. Did you say, or no, let's see, yes. He said, did you say that if you missed your RMD for the previous year, you could make a donation to a nonprofit and report it on that previous year's taxes as having been made in the previous year?
I did not say that.
Otherwise, it would have to be paid by April 1st and reported on this year's return.
Well, so, I mean, if it was your
he's talking about
first
this
one.
Qualified
charitable distribution, which we have now, it's permanent, so, but it's still based on the year that you make the distribution. So if it's your very first RMD, you can postpone the first RMD up until April 1st of the following year. But if it's not your very first one, whether you do the qualified charitable distribution or you take a distribution in cash, you've already missed it. The required minimum distribution for everyone except for the first required minimum distribution, the money has to leave the account sometime between January 1st and December 31st of the year that it's required for. So if it doesn't, making it up the next year by a bigger distribution isn't going to help because it's that year's distribution, not the previous year's.
Yeah, so obviously, if I'm reading this correctly, what he's trying to do is he wanted to make a qualified charitable contribution to take care of the required minimum distribution for, let's say, for last year, for 2016.
Yeah, and he tried to do that by April 1st. I would imagine. I guess that works.
But missed it, and so he wants to take the first one.
If it's the first one,
maybe I guess he already did it.
If it's the first one, you can do this qualified charitable distribution in this year and have it count for last year. It's just like any other distribution. It's happening this year. It would otherwise be taxable this year, but because it's a QCD, it's not taxable. But it still qualifies as your required minimum distribution, and you're using it for last year. Obviously, we're too late in the year to be able to do that now.
No, but it sounds like this is what Ed may have done and wanted to make sure that he didn't make a mistake in doing that.
If it's the first RMD. If it's not the first RMD, Ed...
Well, you said your first RMD.
Oh, it did say the first?
Yes. If you missed your first RMD for last year, could you make the donation and report it
now,
last year's taxes?
Now, remember, with a qualified charitable distribution, the money has to go directly from IRA to the charity. You can't distribute it to yourself and then make a donation yourself. That is a different taxable event. I mean, it still may wash, but it's not going to be the same as doing it directly from your IRA to the charity, which basically doesn't show up very much on your it doesn't show up in the taxable column at all. So you don't show it in the taxable amount of your adjusted gross income. You don't show it as a charitable deduction on the backside. It's as if it really didn't happen. Now, it does show up on your tax return slightly. It shows up in the middle box. And so you have to account for the fact that you got a 1099, even though it was a qualified charitable distribution. It just doesn't show up in the taxable box.
Yeah, it's just accounting there. But as far as we know, you can do the
QCD on the line.
You can write it in QCD, and it'll be for the previous year if it was indeed your first one. Okay, I've got some names up there. I'm not sure who is first, so let's just move next to Greg in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, Greg.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, I have I'm just turned 60, so I'm getting somewhat close to retirement, and I own two homes. One of mine has a fair amount of equity, and it's got $180,000 mortgage, and it's worth about $375,000. And then I have another home that my parents live in, which about a year and a half ago we convinced them to downsize and cash out their money and put it in, you know, the bank to be safe. And they're renting a home from me. Last year my partner died, and I got a insurance policy that's just about enough to pay off, or it's enough to pay off either one of the mortgages. You know, the other one's $215,000 on the house my parents live in. So I'm looking at, you know, whether to put some of it in the market or put all of it in to pay off the house. Where I'm looking at, if I, for instance, sitting in the bank, it earns no money. Right now it's just in cash at the bank. But if I pay off that mortgage on the other house that they're in, I'll have an income of $1,650 a month on that house, which I could apply some of it to paying down my mortgage and end up maybe in 5 years having my house paid off as well.
All right. What is the interest rate on your house?
My house, 4.25%.
What's the interest rate on the rental?
4.75%.
And... so 4.25%, you're looking at about $7,500 of interest on your primary residence. You're a single individual now?
Yes, I am.
So you are getting to the long form at least a little bit. So you are itemizing your deductions.
Yeah, because my last year the house was my tax advisor says that you can have a secondary home that doesn't have to be listed as a rental. So right now, as far as the taxes go, it's not listed as a rental.
Okay, so you just have two personal properties. You're not showing the second house that you're allowing your parents to live in as a rental.
That's correct.
Okay, and so since and what happens many years from now when your parents are no longer here? What are you going to do with that property?
Well, that's the thing. Either there's two options, right? The way I look at it is, if I pay it off, I could move into that one and rent mine because I could get more money for mine.
Okay.
And have a little bit smaller property because that one's a little smaller than mine. And so I'd still have an income stream and pay off mine. Or I could, you know, sell them both and move to Hawaii. Who knows what's going to happen for sure. But, my parents are in their late 80s. So I know I've got somewhat of a limited window with them as well.
Okay.
They're both super healthy and, you know, their family lived into their 90s. So, right. From that standpoint, I'm not expecting anything to change, but you never know where life
is. Well, I'll tell you what, Greg, hold on a second if you can, because we will have Professor Plum address this. I'm just against the bottom of the hour news here, so hold on a second, and we will come back and talk to you a little bit more about the situation, perhaps give you some ideas of what you... He said Hawaii, interesting.
Expensive.
Very expensive. Very expensive. But hey, you know. All right, hang on, Greg, we're going to come back to you. Others on hold, 877-PLANNER. We're going to get to everybody's calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're listening to the best of the Market Strategy Investing Show.
Market Strategy Investing. Hey, we're here until the top of the hour, so we've got some time, but not a lot of time, for you to get your questions in, talk to us, emails coming up as well, and whatever else we happen to find on the table to talk about. You've got plenty to do, just not enough time to get it all done. Your phone calls come first, though, of course, and we'll remind you of the phone number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Now, before the break, we were talking with Greg in Las Vegas, and Greg, Professor Plum, to use the football analogy, Professor Plum went under the hood, he reviewed the situation, and he's got an answer for you here.
Now, as far as an investor goes, do you think that you can earn a rate of return? Well, I should ask this question first. Is cash flow more important than a long-term rate of return? It sounded like cash flow was important to you.
When retirement comes, or right now?
Well, retirement's pretty close, right? Another 2 years?
It is, right. I know I'm okay. I have a small business that I operate here in Vegas, and I also work for one of the hotels. So I have a pretty decent income on a monthly basis.
But when you retire, how much of that income will continue?
It depends on my... Chances are I probably will stop doing the hotel and keep doing my little business because it's very convenient and easy, you know what I mean? So probably just the pool company that I have. So
when you retire from the casino in a year or two, right, or so, cash flow is going to become more important, and having this cash flow from the rent will be important.
Right. Correct.
It'll help you retire. Because of that, I would look to pay off that second house, the parents' house.
Right.
And that way you have the cash flow. You can use that to dollar cost average, like the last caller, into something to build up cash or build up an investment portfolio for the future. But the idea is that if something, or when, I should say, something happens to your parents, you're either going to move into that property or you're going to sell that property. You're not going to turn that property into a rental. And so I don't have a problem paying that one off in that respect, and it's not being treated as a rental now. Just, you know, and then if you want to work on paying your own off or not, we can talk about that later. But I probably would use the money to build up other assets, but it depends on your risk tolerance. But I would consider paying off that second house.
Okay. That was kind of the plan today. I was heading, and when I heard the caller before me, I thought, I'm going to get one more
opinion?
Advice before I go through with it.
No, that's always a good idea. Does that help you out?
It does, totally. You gave me the confidence I needed to go ahead and do this move, which I kind of thought was the right one.
Yeah. Well, it sounded like you were leaning that way anyway.
I can make an argument where not paying it off would be a good idea, but
right,
from a cash flow standpoint, it's going to make a pretty good-sized dent in your cash flow. It's going to help a lot on the cash flow, and it'll let you retire with a little more ease in the future. It's very difficult to take an equivalent lump sum of money as the value of the mortgage and turn it into the same cash flow. Now, it obviously is going to be depleting because the mortgage would be depleting, but it's just hard. I mean, and so if you had 10 or 15 years of working left, I may have changed my mind, but you have 2 years left.
That's about, 2 to 5 tops, and it's going to be like I can't do this anymore. So.
Yeah.
Two jobs are killing me now. So.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right. Well, Greg, hey, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate.
You're welcome. I appreciate your information.
Now, you're very welcome, and good luck to you. And how let us know how this comes out. If you just tuned in, Greg had a his folks are still alive. Greg,
he
just
bought the house from them.
Yes, and he's got his own home, and he's got this house that his parents live in. He just got a life insurance settlement. His partner passed away, and so received
Should he invest the money, or should he pay off the
right and
one
that was his,
or one of the houses?
That was his question, and he didn't want to rent out the folks' house, so he was either going to move into it or sell it outright. But then, what does he do? Professor, and you said, here we go again. We talked about this earlier, either this hour or the previous hour. Time horizon, and what can you earn? You know, this goes back to that pension discussion that we had,
and
which
cash
is something
flow.
Similar, and it has to do with cash flow.
Cash flow is, it's, you know, a driving force of retirement. Without cash flow, you don't retire for the most part. And he was going to need some help on the cash flow standpoint. So by reducing his outflow by $1,500-$1,600 a month, he was going to be able to have that much, it requires that much less income to be able to retire comfortably. And from it's difficult to take a lump sum. Let's say I owe $180,000 on a property. I have $180,000 sitting in the bank. I have $180,000 mortgage. If I have to make that payment from that $180,000, it's difficult to invest it and earn a rate of return equal to or greater than the cost of the mortgage, because it's a cash flow item. The cash flow is going to be higher than the cost, and it's going to be obviously depleting, but that's, you know, the mortgage is going down too. It's very difficult to invest that lump sum to make the payment and make better than 4.75%, you know, and get something on the outside, more back from it.
Yeah, it's more than just the 4.75% in this case.
If, on the other hand, the payment is being covered by a renter, the payment is not an issue, I have another job that I'm going to have for at least the amount of time that I have the mortgage, and making the payment from some other source of income is not difficult, then I think I can take that lump sum of money and invest it over the period of time that the mortgage is going to be remaining and earn a better than 4.75%. His mortgage was 4.75%. So it has to do with where is the money coming from to make the payment. Mm-hmm. And in this case, once he retires, the payment would have to be coming from the investment assets, which, you know, people will say, oh, you can get 5, 6, 7% easy. No, you can't. Not on a cash flow standpoint. Not without some amount of risk.
Well, and not in the time horizon, not in the given time horizon.
But on a even on a portfolio where I'm pulling money out of it, my earnings rate, you know, we're talking you're probably going to average 4 to 5% on a portfolio. Some of it's going to be safe, some of it's going to be in the market. So you've got some of the money in the market. What's the market expected to do over the next 10 years or so? Most of the, you know, experts, so-called experts, are saying don't expect historical returns to be the same going forward. You know, we've averaged 10% over, you know, 40, 30, 20-year periods of time and all this. They say expect more like a 7 or 8%. Temper your expectation because of what's happening in the world. It's just not expected to grow quite the same way. So if you've got a 30-year money in growth that's earning, let's call it 9%. You've got a 30-year money in a moderate portfolio because you need it pretty soon. You got a 30-year money in very safe accounts. On average, you're earning 4 or 5%. But that's not without its risk. So which way do you want to go? If you're making the payments from some other source, fine. But if you're making the payments from this portfolio, it's troublesome.
Well, it is, because your portfolio is obviously going down by that payment. So not only do you have to try to earn what you would have earned otherwise, but you got to make up for that depletion.
And you can't let that volatility can ultimately hurt you quite a bit. We talk about that a lot.
That's the reverse dollar cost averaging.
You're taking a distribution. Yeah. Even from so you're either doing something with very secure, safer types of income, or you're doing something with risk. If you're not comfortable with the risk, paying off the mortgage is not a bad thing to do in this case.
No, it's not. And of course, we get calls a lot, and we've even devoted entire segments to this idea of whether or not you should pay off the mortgage. And oftentimes, the generic advice, the you know, off-the-rack advice is, get rid of it. Get rid of that mortgage.
Unless you're getting the advice from a money manager who says, oh, don't get rid of it. Keep the mortgage. Let's invest this money.
Well, you're going to get that, too. I more often hear you should, and it's generally from the get out of debt folks who think all forms of debt are bad, that you should automatically try to do everything you can to get that mortgage out of your life. And we could run the numbers and tell you what makes more sense from a financial standpoint. I mean, paying off a 3% mortgage over, you know, that's got 27 years left to run on, you know, from a numbers standpoint, it probably doesn't make much sense, because you could very likely, with that lump sum of money that you would pay it off, earn something quite a bit greater, depending on how you invest it, over 26, 27 years than 3%. But on the other hand, Professor Plum...
But in that case, you're getting the payment for the mortgage from some other source.
Well, that's it, yes. I'm getting away from the call that we were talking about here. Just in general, speaking about when to pay off mortgages. Mm-hmm. But even if it doesn't make financial sense, for some people, it's just, I'd rather not have it. And even if it's got 27 years left to run, and I've got, all of a sudden got a big amount of money to pay it off, I mean, doesn't matter.
Depends on how big. And it also depends on, yes, I may be able to earn a better rate of return, and it's less of an issue today with automatic payments as it used to be, but I just don't like making the payment. It's a nuisance. It's a hassle. I don't want to deal with it. It's just easier to pay it off. Well, that's a decision. And if that's your attitude towards it, and I've seen that attitude before, and it may be mine. If I won the lottery, it might be my attitude, too. Why do I want a payment?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. And on the other hand, you have people who still have, they've paid their $400,000 mortgage down to $40,000 or something like that. They only have a few years left. They've got $40,000 or $50,000 sitting in cash, and they could pay it off, but they, for whatever reason, say, I don't want to dig into this $40,000. I still want to have this.
Right. Some people erroneously think, the tax deduction's worth everything to me.
Well, not at that
$40,000,
nah. Not at that point. No. You're making mostly principal payments at that point, would be my guess. So, sometimes the numbers are there, but they don't make sense to you because from the emotional standpoint, you just don't want it. All right? Rate of return or peace of mind. You all often have to make that decision. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Our number, we don't have a lot of time. We got some trivia coming up. What's happening on this program tomorrow and just whatever else crops up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back with more Bucket Strategy.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch your free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Making room for you on the phones, but again, we can't make enough time, so we got some people on hold, and we're going to take the calls right up till the top of the hour. If we do have time, we'll give you some of this trivia for today. I know people like to like the trivia. And by the way, some folks who have sent us trivia, it's nice to get that. If you think you have something interesting about money or facts or whatever about money or finance or savings or anything like that, that you think are interesting, yeah, just send it to us here at WealthEd.com. We'll even give you credit on the air. How about that? Okay, 877-PLANNER, that's the number, PLANNER. Moving next to Gary in, Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Good, thanks.
I've been listening to your prepaying the mortgage thing here again, and we discussed it about a month or so ago, and I'm going to kind of do that over time. I want to find out how I protect myself. I have two college kids, 21 and 18, that do drive by vehicles. Is an umbrella about as good as I'm going to get if I do pay off?
Probably. I mean, taking them down to the Phoenix International Speedway, getting them some driving lessons. And, well, that probably won't work well. They may drive faster that way.
Yeah.
I mean, good insurance. Knowing, you know, putting limits on, you know, are you worried about the way they drive and their friends, or?
Not at all, whatever. I just, you know, I figured that's the one downside risk of prepaying, you know, paying off your mortgage, as I always kind of figured it's a little safer to have
a partner.
Me and a lawyer.
Yeah, like I talked about, having a partner in the investment with you, the bank. Really good insurance and prayer.
It's been an umbrella for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how does the umbrella work?
Well, I mean, basically you coordinate it with your auto insurance and your homeowner's insurance.
Right.
And so, you know, you have certain underlying requirements, whether it's 100, 300, 250, 500 on the underlying insurance mm-hmm. coverage. And then there's an umbrella coverage that says basically if it exceeds those limits, the umbrella, it's not the car insurance that covers it, it's the umbrella that covers it. And you get much higher limits.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's not that expensive, you know, in relative terms,
mm-hmm.
but it's insurance.
Well, that's what I was looking at. It's about $580 a year per million, whatever. But I just kind of figured that's an additional expense. I'm thinking about, you know, if I pay down the mortgage, now I got another expense I wasn't planning on before.
Well, I mean, you might want to do it anyway because you probably have other assets too, right? Just not, rather than,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that the umbrella insurance is something you look at doing regardless of whether you have the house paid off, you have equity. I mean, I don't know what the homestead protects in Arizona. I don't know if they can go after the house or not, but if there's any amount of the house or any other assets you have, you're looking to protect them. And
yeah.
Or you could just do what my dad did to me when I turned 16 and said, here's some car keys, and if you want these, you write me a check for the insurance that it's going to cost me for adding you to the insurance. That's what happened in my household.
Well, so I do have an option, whatever. My insurance company said that, that they gave me an option to move my son that's 20, he's going to be 21 here, to move him over to his own policy. And they said it would be very little increase.
Yeah, and that's one thing to do. That's another way to shelter at least the 21-year-old away from you. It will be, again, it's another increase, though. Everything you're going to do to protect yourself has some cost associated with it.
Right. Yeah.
Protection isn't free.
Yeah, at least until such time as they're old enough where they know better. But we're not there yet. At least
that's what I was wondering. I always thought it was 18 they did, whatever.
No, that's
when they tell you they know better. That's when they're convinced that they know better.
And I don't know anyway that said the 18-year-olds know better. They just, like John said, they think they know better.
Of course they did. We all thought
Even at 18, I knew I didn't know better, and what I was doing was, I wasn't the smartest thing in the world, but it was a lot of fun.
But this is
I just didn't think I was liable for them after 18.
If they're living at the house and you're covering their bills and things like that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
they can still tie you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any lawyer worth their salt will do that.
They're driving your vehicle. You're paying the insurance. Yeah, you're paying for their school. Maybe you're providing their lifestyle. Yeah, the good attorney's going to put you on the hook.
Okay, I'm going to go home and write a check tonight.
Just to be safe, just for the next few years, Gary. All right?
Yeah, I just wanted to play it. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're very welcome.
Just make sure the kids know what it's costing you to have them drive, and just put that into your little discussions with them. Yeah, this cost me another $600 to let you guys drive these cars. Why don't you get your own car? Get a job.
I would only bring it up 3 or 4 times a day. That's it. Just 3 or 4 times a day, hammer it into their heads.
You don't want to push it too far.
No, you don't want to do that. I do that with my kids. When they turned, I said, okay, now, you got your own policy. You are going to write the check. And they did. And so, okay. But I realized, of course, too, that at least at the time that they were living at home with us, that may not protect me. It was more of a cost.
Yeah, it was cost sharing. I wanted my kids to have some skin in the game, to understand and to start getting used to being, and as my younger daughter has mentioned many times, being an adult stinks. I mean, you got all these responsibilities. It was a lot easier when I was in college.
Hey, I could have told you that. Why do you think we're so nostalgic for our old days? Why do you think you speak fondly, Professor Plum, of acting like an idiot when you were 16?
Oh, God, I did.
But you said you knew you were acting like an idiot.
I knew that, jumping off the back of the bleachers into that high foam pit probably wasn't the best thing, but it sure was fun.
Well, but that's all right. But was it one of those foam pits that
it was
high jumpers
jump. It was
used?
A high jump pit.
Oh, we did that too. In fact, we stacked a couple of them on top. And
were already like 3-4 feet high, so it was hard to stack them on top of each other. And they rarely left them out, so we had to take the opportunity when they left them out accidentally. Climb up, drag them over behind the bleachers, up to the top of the bleachers.
So they made the mistake of leaving it in a storage facility be picked with a decent sized lock.
Never did that.
You didn't do that. Well, I'm not saying I did that because I didn't.
But if they left them out, because the pole vault jumps used to be behind the bleachers where I went to high school.
Tell you, those were fun. It was the pole vault and the we also had a smaller one for high jumpers, and that you could, maybe that was the one that we stacked up because it was smaller. Yeah. You could put one on top of the other, and why not? As long as nobody yanked it out from underneath you, who cares?
It was pretty hard to move those things.
It was very difficult to do. But so anyway, what Gary's talking about was protecting himself. You cannot necessarily protect yourself as long as your kids are, you're still providing the support for them and all that.
Yeah, and as crazy as those jumped, I was probably worse in a car. I thought, I wanted to be a stuntman, and I practiced.
It was the Smokey and the Bandit influence.
Smokey and the Bandit, he was coming out about the time I was a senior in high school.
And what was the other one? Hooper?
Hooper was a year later, 2 years later.
Okay, but it still, I'm sure, had an influence right there, yes. Why not? Because all those movies won all those Oscars, right? No. Professor Plum just lived his life according to that. All right, we're out of time here. You're much better now, right?
We'll see.
Yes, you are. Just say yes, you are. You're a professional here. All right, we're out of time. If you want to talk to the professional Professor Plum, and you can, or any Lucia Capital Group advisor off the air, 800-644-1150, that's their number. Make an appointment, talk to an advisor about your financial situation, and get your bucket strategy squared away. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny D, and this is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.